Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Fit India Carnival, paving the way for a fitter, healthier India. The participants are Mayank Srivastav, Deputy Director General of the Sports Authority of India, Rachit Kaushik, Yoga Expert, and Bhairavi Joshi from Gujarat, Cyclist. Moderator is Lalima Aneja Dang.
Well, the first of its kind, Fit India Carnival is set for a grand show on March the 16th for 3 days at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, Delhi, in the presence of Honorable Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, and Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Srimati Raksha Khadse. The event will also be used to unveil the mascot, logo and anthem of the upcoming Khelo India Para Games, scheduled between March the 20th and 27th in Delhi. For more on all this, we are now joined by Mayank Srivastav, Deputy Director General of Sports Authority of India, Rachit Kaushik, yoga expert, and Bhairavi Joshi, a cyclist from Gujarat. Our correspondent Ramya spoke to Deputy Director General of Sports Authority of India, Mayank Srivastav, on this.
Mr. Srivastav, can you tell our listeners today that what is the main objective of the Fit India Carnival being held in New Delhi?
Main objectives of Fit India Carnival are we want to make people aware that fitness is very important for a fit India, for a healthy India, for a strong India.
Yes.
And this message will be conveyed to them through various activities, various fun sports activities, various counseling activities, counseling regarding what diet they can take, what nutrition they should take to remain fit.
And what kind of sports activities, performances and everything can be expected?
We have a combination of fun sports activities and exciting sports activities also. Like we have cricket activity also with bowling machines. We have arm wrestling challenge. We have cycling. This is fun cycling. You know, the moment you start cycling, there will be generation of electricity and it will light a particular slogan, which is given by our Honorable Prime Minister, Fight Obesity, India Fights Obesity. Similarly, we'll have many challenges like abs challenge, for how long you can do push-up, for how long you can hold your plank. So apart from that, we have gunny bag race, we have shuttle race, which is very fun and which is very competitive. There will be 2-3 teams and they will compete and the winner will be given some reward.
And how can people take part in the Fit India Carnival?
People can come to Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, gate number 1, and there is a carnival area which will welcome you. We can easily spot that locating our gate. And it's completely free. There is no fee for anything that is happening inside Fit India Carnival.
And what is the age restriction, if any?
The carnival is open for all age groups. The carnival is helpful for knowledge of fitness activities for a 5-year-old as well as for senior citizens, male, female, whatever.
And Mr. Srivastav, what role does the Sports Authority of India play in organizing the Fit India Carnival?
Well, Fit India, as you know, is part of Khelo India, the flagship program of Government of India. The Khelo India program is overseen or is supervised by Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, under which Sports Authority of India looks after this 4 verticals of Khelo India, including Fit India. That's how Sports Authority of India is related to Fit India activities.
Thank you so much for joining Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
Rachitji, let me start with you. What is your contribution in the Fit India Carnival? It starts from 5 a.m. and finishes at 10 p.m. So definitely yoga must be on the agenda in the morning. And India has been a pioneer in establishing the International Yoga Divas, which is on the 21st of June every year. The world celebrates the Yoga Divas now. What is your contribution in the Fit India Carnival and how relevant is yoga for any person for that matter?
The first ever Fit India Carnival that has been organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Fit India Department, as you said correctly, is pioneer in the field of getting the youth and the common people galvanized to the sporting culture of Bharat. As we have seen different initiatives over the years, We have seen marathons, we have seen cycling events, we have seen various activities for awareness. This is actually the first union of sports and yoga, which is also physical activity, sporting activity also, since Government of India has recognized Yogasana, which is a limb of eight-limbed yoga, as a sport. This, as part of the fitness program, the Fit India program, has been an integral part of the program since its inception, when our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has envisioned that all of India should be taking part in the sporting activities, the fitness activities, and not only the sportsmen. So this yoga has been integral since the inception of this Fit India movement. It has not only targeted the youth, but also women at large, and people of all age demographies have connected with yoga. So the Fit India Carnival that is happening has integrated Yogasana as a sport, yoga as a wellness activity, and all other sporting activities into one package, which has been attracting sportsmen as well as the normal common people of the country into fitness.
Well, it's really heartening to note that finally yoga and yoga experts have finally got their due. Carnivals like these also add to the spread of yoga, which is so important for each one of us, age no matter. We have Bhairavi ji with us, who's a cyclist, and she's from Gujarat. Bhairavi, if I could play the devil's advocate, this is not a nation where we have spaces on the road for cyclists. Do you see greater enthusiasm for cycling amongst the youngsters? Because we aren't yet a cycle-friendly nation, at least not on the road, but otherwise it's a huge population who actually cycles to work. And maybe there are youngsters who are taking to cycling as a sport. What are your views on this?
There are a huge number of people who cycle for health. Even during the morning hours and the evening hours, we have a whole lot of cycle community which is there across the country. Yes, the children and the labor class who doesn't have any choice or option who cycle to work, they are there. Apart from there, we have huge community of cyclists who really want good roads, safe roads and segregated cycle tracks. We already have people cycling, and the Fit India Cycling Sundays initiative, which has been going on since the last 9 to 10 weeks, under the leadership of Honorable Minister of Youth and Sports Affairs, Shri Mansukh Mandavya ji. It has really picked up momentum across the country. And beginning from 800 locations across the country, we have reached to more than 5,000 locations on every Sundays, where new and new people join on cycles. And being a cyclist and a cycling advocate, I would say that yes, we have concerns about road safety, but collectively, if government, if communities and cycling club market, we all work together, try to bring about a behavioral change in people who are on road, we have a good future about cycling. The Cycling Federation of India is also working hard towards getting youngsters into cycling and then training them for the coming Olympics. We have won quite a lot of medals also recently. In youth, if I say, it's like, as our Honorable Minister says, that instead of, you know, like having cycling as a passion, we cycling icons now have to turn cycling into fashion. It becomes like the cool factor, then youth will surely join, and they are joining right now. I'm not worried about whether cycling will pick up or not. It has been already ingrained in our culture, and we as communities and the government is trying to push the cycling initiatives further also.
Well, it's nice to know, Bhairavi, that cycling is again finding its place in the Fit India movement, because those who cycle are certainly in much better health, whether they are cycling by choice or out of compulsion. Moving on. Rachitji, on the one hand, India is known for martial arts like Kalaripayattu and Malkhamb, which are also being encouraged through this Fit India Carnival at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. On the other hand, there is yoga. Now, can we say that yoga can be started at any age, or if you're past 30, 40, 50... you can just forget about it. What are your views on this?
First, I would say it is not on the other hand. It is on the same hand as Kalaripayattu and Malkhamb, because in our tradition of yoga, all these practices, all these arts, all these games are part of yoga only. It is yogic family, whether it be different classical dances or different martial arts or different games that encapsulates practices of yoga. And when we talk about age, well, it starts before our birth, because even the Western world has acknowledged and accepted it, that when a pregnant lady does yogic exercises, the child benefits from it and he inculcates that value of yoga. When we talk about starting age of yoga, as I said, it starts before the birth and it continues till our last breath, because breathing is also part of yoga. As per our physical and mental health and status, we can still do different kind of yogic exercises. Fit India movement, for that matter, has been encouraging to include even smaller children. And till the age of maybe 80, people are encouraged to do yoga. There are different kind of yogic exercises that you do as part of your age and your health. There is an underlying principle that you do not overdo your strengths or your stamina. As per your stamina, as per our ease, everyone can and should do yoga, and it benefits immensely, not only in the physical aspects, but also on the mental aspects. And let me tell you that the corporatization that we are seeing today, mental health is as important as physical health. Yoga is probably the only game as a whole, as a holistic thing, that can help improve mental health of people of all the ages.
Yes, because yoga nidra and meditation are also part of yoga. Bhairavi, when we talk of cycling, do you see that while people are wanting to take to cycling as a fitness hobby, is there any effort also to ensure that the safety aspects are also taken care of so that it becomes a sustainable option? Is that also being given equal importance?
So as a cycling community, like we always, you know, encourage people to cycle with their headgears on, like with the helmets in proper place, the tail light, the front light. The cycles are also properly well maintained, well greased, so that, you know, they don't like break down during the cycle rides. So on a personal level, yes, the mature people who understand, they do this. But when we talk about children who cycle to school or they cycle within their neighborhoods or within the streets, in India, we just train our children how to cycle. But as parents, we have never taught them the road etiquettes and road safety and all. So, like, there's much more need of training the children how to behave on road and how to take care of themselves while they are on cycle. Otherwise, the cyclist community, they take care of themselves. But yes, in spite of doing that, there have been a number of road crashes which have been encountered lately, and that is very sad also. But when we talk about the government, there are measures which have been started, like which have been already initiated within the smart cities mission. They have a dedicated cycle track in certain cities, and as a part of the road safety weeks which happens under MoRTH, like cycling safety and pedestrian safety are one of the main pillars of IC activities and awareness campaigns. So as a whole, it has started, but it requires a more of engagement with people and communities to teach them how to behave on other road users. In India, we don't have this culture of pedestrian and cyclists. They are on the top priority, which is there in other countries. But as a cyclist, I believe that unless and until you jump on a cycle, you really don't understand the road behavior. So when I started cycling, I understood how I should behave towards pedestrians and cyclists. So cycling is very important for everyone.
Indeed, a very good exercise for increasing stamina and for losing weight, because all your muscles are used when you do cycling, right? I often see in the morning around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, many cyclists, they go around the road cycling because that's the time when there's no traffic on the road. The Fit India Carnival is indeed in tune with our Prime Minister's vision of a fit India. He has recently talked about the fact that we must all cut down on oil by 10% so that obesity, which is another problem lurching right now, we may be able to deal with that. This is in tune with the Prime Minister's vision of an obesity-free nation, and he's also proposed the idea of cutting down on fats by 10%. So all this falls into place, and let's not forget that we've had a very successful run at the Khelo India movement, from where a lot of players come out and they have been very successful. We are going to be having Khelo India Para Games between March the 20th and 27th in Delhi. So this seems to be a precursor also to that. All right, thank you very much, Rachit and Bhairavi, for talking to us.
Thank you, Vitra. My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Fit India Carnival, paving the way for a fitter, healthier India. The participants were Mayank Srivastav, Deputy Director General of the Sports Authority of India, Rachit Kaushik, yoga expert, and Bhairavi Joshi from Gujarat, cyclist. Moderator was Lalima Aneja Dank. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.